You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
You're tuned into Tomorrow for the very last show of the month of August. It's actually the weekend of August 30th, 2019. So September 1st as well, August 31st, September 1st. You get the idea.
Happy Labor Day weekend.
Happy Labor Day weekend. That's very true. We never get to celebrate Labor Day. We're always either in Germany or, in this case, en route to Germany for IFA for the past 17 years. So we tend not to think about Labor Day. We labor on Labor Day, or fly on Labor Day in this case.
Right.
But welcome into Tomorrow. By the way, coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios, make knowledge your superpower with their continuous glucose monitoring system. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Birthday boy Horatio, working with the show. Happy birthday, H, out of New York. And here in our Miami control room is, in fact, Erasmo. Glad to have you all with us. And as we record, we're in South Florida, threatened by yet another storm. So let's hope that it blew past us so by the time you hear this.
We may or may not be flying to Berlin on Labor
Day.
Oh,
gosh, don't say that. We have 2 or 3 weeks' worth of shows to do there. We've got to get there.
Of course, who knows? Maybe by the time you're hearing this, the storm took a major turn and it was nowhere near South Florida. And
That's it. Yeah, how about that news where it turned Dorian to the east and fizzled out in the ocean? Yeah, I hope that's an actual story. But again, you may be hearing this while we even have no power in our Miami studios or something.
Hearing this while we have no studios.
Jeez. That suddenly went dark, didn't it? Wow.
The insurance is paid up to date, isn't it?
Yeah. You better check. I hope so. Well, how's your weekend going is kind of what I mean to say. Oh, jeez. We've got some tech news and commentary, and then we get back to your calls. By the way, are you listening on WTN in and around Nashville, Tennessee?
I'm not. I'm listening here in the studio.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't meant to you just because I happened to glance over to you. Wait, let me look into the radio. Are you listening in and around the Nashville area? Oh, you are? Well, then, put both hands back on the wheel. But be sure this is, unfortunately, the last show you're going to hear of ours on WTN. Some sort of, air quotes, other programming commitments. It's a shame because we always got a lot of great response from our great listeners of WTN. But, hey, it's business, right? Yeah. And we hope that you subscribe to our free podcast. It's really easy. Just hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Scroll down a little bit on the right, and it tells you how to subscribe to the podcast. And then you won't miss a minute of all 3 hours each and every week. And we certainly want to continue to hear from those of you listening on WTN. And their program director promised to take our 60-second daily features. Hadn't happened yet. But hopefully he'll be a man of his word, and he'll still have at least a minute a day of Into Tomorrow. Won't quite make up for the 3 hours, but hey, it's something. Mm-hmm. Is that like airing dirty laundry? I don't think so. It's just letting people know, right? It's just informing our audience. It's what we do.
That's right.
We try to be informative and entertaining.
Sometimes we're a little better at the first than the second. But.
Yeah, most of the time. Like Amazon reworded or removed over 2,000 items listed on its website after a Wall Street Journal investigation revealed that 4,152 items that have been banned by federal agencies or regulators or deemed unsafe or deceptively labeled were still on the Amazon website. Oh, over 4,000 of these.
Lovely.
Yeah. So then Amazon probably went, oh, oops, And, of course, Amazon, being Amazon, blamed third-party vendors and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, point fingers. It's a whole lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But Amazon, it's your fault. And how about being responsible? Uh-huh. So there is that issue to deal with.
Yeah.
And good old Amazon strikes again.
And speaking of government agencies labeling things unsafe, if you're thinking about adding a flamethrower or a gun to your drone for an epic end-of-summer blowout, think again. The FAA wants you to know that it's illegal to weaponize a drone. Last week, the FAA issued a warning saying, perhaps you've seen online photos and videos of drones with attached guns, bombs, fireworks, flamethrowers, and other dangerous items. Do not consider attaching any items such as these to a drone, because operating a drone with any such item may result in a significant harm to a person and your bank account.
In other words, you're going to get fined at the very least, if not imprisoned.
Yes. Now, under U.S. law, it's illegal for any non-military personnel to fly an aircraft that's equipped with a weapon. And the same rule applies to consumer drones, according to the FAA.
And, of course, it's not just non-military personnel, so you can't say, well, I'm in the military, that's why I'm doing it. No. It has to be official.
Right.
As part of your job in the military.
Right. They said that only an administrator with the FAA can sanction a weaponized drone.
And they're not likely to do that.
Right. The FAA added operators are subject to civil penalties up to $25,000 for each violation.
Well, then. Yeah, so you want to do a big old barbecue in your backyard with a drone, that's going to cost you. I had the opportunity to do a press preview screening of the new movie that's 1 in 100 in the series, Fallen Angel. No, Angel Has Fallen. That's what it was. Anything with Morgan Freeman in it, I'm there. So it was a good movie. But without giving anything away, look at the weaponized drones that appear in this movie in attempts to assassinate the president. And that's the first thing I thought of when you talked about weaponizing drones. Tisk, tisk. Mm-hmm. But they do a heck of a job in the movie to show what they do and how they weaponize them. Security researchers have discovered a weakness that affects all Bluetooth devices. Are you listening? We have many, all of us, and could allow third parties to eavesdrop on information passed between connected devices. Now, of course, if it's just playing your music, for example, you don't have anything to worry about, just to your earbuds or to a Bluetooth speaker. But Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Cisco have released patches for the flaw. So hopefully you've had an update and it took care of it and it's not an issue. But that's really scary. When you think about how many Bluetooth devices, I mean medical devices, your various things for counting your steps and health and so forth, and so many Bluetooth devices, because it has been a boon to the industry and to all of us as consumers. But all Bluetooth devices are vulnerable to this security weakness.
Lovely.
Yeah. Is there anything safe anymore?
Keeping your cash under a mattress.
Not necessarily, because now you've just told people, go ahead and give your address and social security number.
I don't have cash to put under a mattress.
Oh, well, that's true. That's the difference. You got to have cash.
I work in radio. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Got to have the cash first and then stick it under a mattress. But that's an issue. And wow. But again, not to worry. Hopefully, whatever Bluetooth anything you have has been updated. And again, if you think about it and you say, well, wait a minute, what do I use Bluetooth for? But if you use it to connect your phone in the car, there's a vulnerability. If you have any private phone conversations that someone, not at all likely, but it can happen, listening in on your conversation because you're doing a good thing and using Bluetooth in the car and hands-free so you're driving safely and so forth.
I kind of think it's amusing that someone might think that I have an interesting enough life to listen in on a conversation I have.
Well, see, that would last very short period of time because they'll go, okay, this guy's boring. Next.
It's like, you know, every time you hear about, you know, computer hacking and people getting in to see what you're going, I was like, go ahead, look at my computer history. I'll see what a boring life I lead.
You'll see why Chris doesn't need to open an incognito window ever for anything. It's just boring stuff. But you got to stop posting your poolside with your feet. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, people would rather see my feet than my face. Again, that's why I work in radio.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
So it wasn't just enough to tell students at San Mateo High School to put their phones away during class. Now officials at the California school have told them to lock them away. And while their familiar companions may still be near, the high schoolers are now required to keep their devices in a magnetically sealed pouch during school hours. And I think this is great.
A magnetically sealed pouch?
Yes. Adam Gelb, assistant principal of San Mateo High School, said, "We could walk into a variety of classrooms and kids would be on their cell phones anywhere from 5 seconds checking a text to 30 to 45 minutes at a time."
Whoa.
Now, of course, you know, when I was in school, the biggest thing was you were not allowed to bring your beeper to school because this was like the beginning of the beeper craze. And,
when I was in school, you couldn't bring your abacus.
Well, you needed to bring your abacus. You couldn't bring your stone tablets.
That's what it was. Yeah, I forgot. It's been so long, I forgot, right?
Each school day, nearly 1,700 students place their devices in a Yonder pouch. That's the brand name, Y-O-N-D-R. It closes.
Where's your pouch? Yonder. Yeah, exactly. I know, but where is it? Who's on first?
The pouch closes with a proprietary lock, and school administrators unlock them at the end of each day.
Magnetically, apparently.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Magnetic pouch.
Yeah, I guess it seals magnetically. And then,
Jeez. All right, well, then.
But it's a sad state of affairs when you have to start locking kids' cell phones.
Oh, I know, but I hear teachers frequently complaining about phones. And it used to be that schools would say, that's it, no phones. Well, you can't do, everybody has one now. You can't do that now, selectively. So you're going to have to do what this school did and lock them up. I can see the teacher at the beginning of every period, you know, walk into history and they've got a basket, all phones here. And don't tell me you don't have one. Put it there in the basket. And it just gets locked up for the hour class or something. You want your phone afterwards? Complete your work, and then I'll give you your phone back. Well,
you know, and it was funny because I used to, you know, years ago I ran a youth group at a church, and we would do these weekend retreats. And we would stand there in the doorway as the kids arrived with a box and a Ziploc bag. Said, here, put your phone in here. Write your name on the Ziploc bag. Put it in the box. And we actually had a few kids try to say, well, I don't have a phone. I'm like, yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. The teacher's going to go, of course you have a phone. Stop it. Put it in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Nokia's parent company, HMD Global, predicted it will make and market a high-end 5G phone next year that will cost much less than the cheapest such handsets around today. There's finally some 5G good news, perhaps. Current U.S. prices for real 5G phones start at $1,000. So Nokia's models, they say, would likely sell for between $500 and $650. That's still a lot of money, but if you want a 5G phone and early adopter by next year, maybe $500 makes sense. And it's worth giving it a shot. Perhaps you want to look into that, or perhaps not. I don't know. It's entirely up to you. Mike in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hey, Mike.
I've got a Nest security cam. Very disappointed with it because obviously you buy it, then you find out after the fact if you want to take advantage of the features or whatever. You've got to pay monthly for it, plus you use up data as it's sending all the video to you. So is there a turnkey security cam plug-and-play for your home that you can use that's going to be able to offer you playback while at the same time not offering or charging you a monthly charge? Greatly appreciate your help and great show.
Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate those kind words as well. There are many options, though, for cameras that don't require a monthly plan. But keep in mind that if your home's connection is limited, any camera that broadcasts to the internet would use it up, of course, regardless of whether or not there's a monthly fee involved. Your best option for a camera that doesn't use up a lot of data and doesn't require a monthly fee may be a truly wireless system like Blink or Argus. Those cameras need to be very power conscious because they run on batteries, as in AA batteries. So they're very careful about broadcasting their video and will usually keep from doing it unless you explicitly ask to see the video. Now, there are drawbacks, of course. The video will take a while to load, and it may try to disconnect after a minute or so to keep from draining those batteries. But again, we're all about options here at Into Tomorrow, so those are a couple of options.
And you can also look into a more traditional system with a DVR. We actually use a couple of those different ones here at our studios.
Yeah.
Those will never have a monthly fee because you don't rely on anyone else's servers. Now, they may cost you a little more up front. You'll have a box to deal with, and you'll need to set it up to play nice with your connection, which sometimes means fiddling with port settings. After that, it'll broadcast to the internet, like we mentioned before, though, and it will use up your data. Now, the same goes for any other camera that broadcasts over the internet. There are lots and lots of cameras, some from bigger names like Logitech to completely unknown Chinese generics, that all broadcast without requiring a monthly fee, but they will use up your data.
Yeah. Now, in fact, we'd say that out of the two problems you mentioned, finding a camera without a monthly fee is the simple one. Finding a camera that will put its video online for you to watch from anywhere at any time and not use up your data, that's the harder one. And we can't really think of a way to accomplish that without buying a camera like the ones we mentioned earlier that will actively try to keep from broadcasting unless you give it no other choice. Now, a couple of things from our own summer giveaway. We have the Remo Plus doorbell camera, for example, and they're much less expensive monthly. I believe they have a free service, somewhat limited, of course, but then if you find that it's helpful, then pay for the smaller monthly rate.
Well, both the Ring and the Remo Plus, they each have a free service, they have a monthly service. Monthly services are the same price, but the Remo cameras are much less expensive for, in my opinion, the same quality, if not better, than you get with something like a Ring.
Okay, so you might look into the Remo Plus as well. Again, you're going to spend a little money on it, and you could spend monthly. It really depends on your needs. I mean, I get alerts from various cameras, including some Ring cameras that we've experimented with and others, you know, motion in my driveway, and I can click it if I want to view it live. But, of course, it's taking up data, and you pay monthly for those kinds of things.
Yeah, and really the only way to get a camera that doesn't use your data at home is to have one that has its own built-in LTE connection. And I don't know of any, at least, certainly not mainstream cameras, that have that connectivity.
Right. And if you do, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Because LTE is cellular, and you're going to be somebody's got to pay that monthly bill, and it's usually you, the consumer. So, Mike, I hope we've helped you out. All of our show notes, as always, for all 3 hours of the program and your call and our answers are all detailed there for you at intotomorrow.com. Just look for the show for this weekend, August 30th, 2019.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Oh, you know what's coming up in less than a minute? More details as our hot summer giveaway is coming to an end. Stay tuned. There's still time.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Stay tuned because in the next segment, Dave will be chatting with Raymond Levy. He's the chief operating officer of a company called the Fesco Group. He's going to talk to us about some of the products they offer, including a fatigue monitor that helps deter drowsy driving.
You really want to stay tuned for that. Pretty interesting device that we're going to be talking about. Don't miss a minute of that. Coming up in just a couple of minutes.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
If you have not had a chance to call us with any tech question, help for another listener, tech rage, details on your favorite app these days, what have you, you certainly want to do it now. Because if you call in the next couple of weeks, even while we're in Berlin, you will still win summer giveaway prizes. By the way, not a whole lot left. It's the end of the summer, and we've sent out, gosh, tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. I know because it's cost us a fortune in shipping, but that's okay. You're all worth it. we still have some good items like...
From Biodynamic Lagoon Active Noise Canceling Bluetooth over-the-ear headphones with sound personalization. These are $400 headphones.
Nice. From Whistler Diagnostic and Inspection Camera. How about their high-performance laser radar detectors or two-piece magnetic mount dash cams or wireless digital backup camera as well?
From Data Locker, some products to help keep your data safe, including a SentryOne 4-gigabyte flash drive and their encrypted micro SSDs.
From iHome, their Aquio water bottle speakers. These are pretty cool in a variety of colors, and they've also sent a Bluetooth rechargeable waterproof speaker with voice control.
Remo Plus sent a handful of their Remo Bell S smart Wi-Fi video doorbell cameras.
Yeah, that's cool, and they're $99 each, so even if you don't win one, you can buy one inexpensively and say you heard about it on Into Tomorrow. That's fun. From One More, triple driver in-ear headphones, triple driver over-the-ear headphones, and stylish true wireless headphones.
From 3Doodler, their Create Plus 3D printing pen, their Smart Essentials pen set.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, this is a 3D printer for kids as young as 6 years old.
Oh, pretty neat. And aren't they also the ones that have a Star Trek pen?
They do.
That's pretty neat, too. And from E-Technologies, we've got the Cami Smart Home Security Starter Kit and various indoor and outdoor wire-free cameras. All kinds of cool stuff for you. And the whole list, again, not necessarily all available still, is available for you at intotomorrow.com. The idea is when you call in, mention two or three, maybe these days mention three or four of the items that you would like to have. No promises, no guarantees. Yeah, we have listeners sending us emails saying, I understand, no promises, no guarantees. Good. We've made that point. The legal team is thrilled. Whatever. They're all liars. Lawyers. The point being is that we want to know what you would like. We'll do our best to get one of those items to you. What number do they call to participate?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Reminder that we're wrapping up our Cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. It takes place every year at this time, cleverly enough, during the summer. And we've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of goodies that we'd like to share with you. And all you need to do is participate on the program. Call in with a question, a comment, a concern, anything involving consumer tech. Help for another listener. We love those calls as well. And you're on the air, and that automatically has you winning prizes. So what's that number for the last minute if you've not called the entire summer? My goodness, what are you waiting for? 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And you can call anytime, 24/7. Our next guest manufactures branded consumer technology solutions. Okay, we'll find out what that means. The Chief Operating Officer for the Fesco Group is Raymond Levy. Raymond, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Dave. Fantastic.
Good to have you with us. What are branded consumer technology solutions? What does that mean?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, it means that a brand is something that's recognized by the general public. So So, for example, we manufacture merchandise under the Car and Driver brand, and that is something, Car and Driver is a brand that's recognized.
Uh-huh.
We have some other products that we manufacture that aren't necessarily global or a globally recognized brand, but...
Gotcha. I'm seeing things on your site like Kobe and Gourmilla and Jetson.
Right.
I get an Epilady. Not that I'm familiar with that, but I'm seeing those kinds of things. So.
Right.
Terrific. One of the things that got our attention from what the FESCO group is involved in is helping drivers with a fatigue monitor. Is this something that you actually do?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're introducing a fatigue and distracted driving monitor. Today it's become a huge problem with, distracted driving is something that's obvious to everybody because we all have mobile devices, and people tend to start looking at their mobile devices while they're driving, and it really doesn't take a whole heck of a lot. I mean, just in a few seconds, you can travel several hundred feet on the highway, and even if you're on the street going at a lower velocity, you're still covering a lot of ground, and there are a lot of things that are happening in front of you in split seconds, so not having your eyes on the road is extremely dangerous. Plus, we're finding that fatigue is a huge and growing problem for whatever reason. People are up late at night more than they ever were before. They're not getting a full night's sleep. Technology is probably the culprit here as well.
Yeah.
And people are on their devices more than they ever were before, and they're not sleeping properly, and they are dozing off the wheel. And all of those can be catastrophic. You know, they really have tremendous ramifications. So, we are introducing a fatigue and distracted driving monitor. It monitors your pupils and your eyelid movement, and it can determine whether somebody is fatigued or not. And if it is, it will warn you. Also, if somebody closes their eyes, it'll warn them right away. And furthermore, it has the ability to, through facial recognition, to determine when a driver is facing the road and not looking at their looking down. You know, whether it's could be doing anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be on a mobile device, but it could be anything that they're looking at while they're driving.
Yeah, maybe even just something simple as looking down too long at your air conditioning controls or your radio or any number of things when you need to be concentrating on the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. So those are things that have caused a lot of problems, and we all would like to avoid them as much as possible. So
and, of course, it used to be that fatigue was the issue before we had all of our mobile devices, and you're absolutely right about that issue. But now we've complicated our lives and these dangers so dramatically with all of our devices and things to distract us even more, including but not limited to other people in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very well said, Dave. Fatigue, while it was always an issue with driving, you know, people have been drinking coffee, stopping and taking naps. You know, that's always been associated with driving.
Yeah.
But it's become more and more of a problem today. I mean, workers are showing up to the office fatigued because they're up late at night on their devices. It's
sure.
Tempting. So it's not just the problem that it was at one time and the basic problem of people driving fatigued, but it's a problem that is becoming worse and worse. Until we actually get to the point where we have really good self-driving cars, we're going to have to... we're going to have to use every means possible. And just on that note of fatigue, 43% of adult drivers admit to having fallen asleep while driving, and that's the
wow.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So that's pretty severe.
Yeah.
Now, you don't really have to doze off for very long for a disaster to happen.
For sure. No doubt that driver fatigue and distraction can be deadly as well. One in four car accidents involves a drowsy or distracted driver. So, Raymond, tell me about this device. I mean, is this something that we clip on to the visor in front of us or put on the windshield, hopefully not blocking any view? Tell me about this fatigue monitor.
Yeah, Dave. So what you do is you put this on your windshield directly above you and centered with your, you know, I guess with your nose. It doesn't have to be perfectly centered, and you calibrate it. You long press the on button, and it calibrates, and once it calibrates, it's now set for the driver. And generally speaking, you can have multiple drivers, and even if you calibrate it for one, it will most likely work for all of them because the field of the range which it collects information is usually bit great enough that if you have multiple drivers in the same vehicle, it should adjust accordingly. And if not, somebody would just calibrate it again.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's your tiny grandma that's barely seeing through the steering wheel, that you probably don't have to recalibrate it for every different driver. How big is the device? Describe what it looks like for us.
Yeah, it's probably, I would say, about one inch by maybe 1.5 inches by 3 inches. It's not too big. Rectangular.
And it sits on the windshield in front of us, but doesn't apparently cause any distraction.
No. It sits at the top of the windshield, and it won't block your won't block your view.
Okay, gotcha.
A lot of drivers are using today, putting dash cams in their car, and these things are not interfering with anybody's line of sight.
True.
While they're driving.
And I'm assuming there's no monitor on it that we're distracted by looking at it. In like some people are looking at their dash cam video monitor rather than the road. Don't do that either, people.
Right.
But there's nothing that's going to distract us, but in fact help us to avoid distraction. Does it beep or something when we look away for a certain period of time? Or if it senses that we've closed our eyes, how does it react?
If it senses fatigue, it will sound a loud screeching alarm. And if it notices that you're doing this quite often, it will recommend that you pull over and maybe you should take a rest. If it's distracted, if it notices that you're not looking at the road, it'll tell you please watch the road ahead. So you get a different alert depending on the type of warning. That, you know, whatever it is that it identifies.
Sure. And I would imagine that while they're very beneficial for any of us as an individual driver, that they would be perhaps even more important, because we're talking about the ability to save even more lives, if they would be, let's say, installed in every bus, in every truck, you know, the big semis and things of that nature. Not that those aren't already some of the most safe drivers on the road, but also, though, I think some of the most fatigued. I think most truck drivers will admit that, yeah, between truck stops sometimes on these long hauls, something like that would be very helpful to them.
Absolutely. And you said it. You have long-distance truckers who are driving, and I'm sure they would be comforted to know that there was something that was going to warn them should they get a bit fatigued, as well as the trucking companies. And we all know that these big semis can cause bigger accidents than just an ordinary vehicle. So anytime you have a situation where you have a big truck involved in an MVA, motor vehicle accident, it's usually disastrous. I mean, we've seen them, and anything we can do to help them would be fantastic. School buses, you know, obviously they're carrying young children and lots of them all in one vehicle. So it would definitely be something that we want them using. You've got rideshare, you've got Uber, Lyft, other taxi drivers that are driving many hours. And, you know, these drivers need to drive a lot in order to be able to earn a living. So they're spending a lot of time behind the wheel, and you know, I'm sure there are points in the day, no matter how much coffee you drink, where that somebody is eventually going to get fatigued, and it's comforting to know that there's a device that can detect that and warn you, and certainly wake you before disaster happens.
What is the device called, and is it available yet, and how much?
It's the Car and Driver Co-Pilot. It'll be $179.99. And it should be available beginning October 1st.
Okay, so just in time for the holidays, talk about a perfect gift for someone with safety in mind, and that would certainly be well worth a look at. And more information can be obtained from thefescogroup.com, I'm assuming?
Or carandrivertech.com. We don't have the product up there yet, but it will be there. as soon as it's available on the market, we'll be putting it up on the website, carandrivertech.com.
Okay, terrific. Again, carandrivertech.com. Raymond, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll stay in touch and see if we can't follow up. Make sure you let us know when they are out, and we'll be sure and let our audience know as well. Carandrivertech.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. IntoTomorrow.com is our site where we will link you to Raymond's site and all of our guests on a regular basis, and we'll continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
Reporting from the front lines of tech for the last 24 years and bringing you Into Tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline, reminding you 2 weeks from today, assuming this storm lets us get to Berlin, one way or the other, we'll get there if we have to drive. That'll be difficult.
That might be hard.
It might be very difficult, but we'll see. Maybe we can drive onto a big ferry boat and have... No, it's still not going to work. It'll take too long. The fact is, 2 weeks from today, the plan is to bring you the start of several episodes, more than a week, maybe more than 2 weeks worth, depending on how many interviews we get, of a whole bunch of cool new consumer tech being introduced at IFA in Berlin.
Well, we've already shipped all of our broadcast gear over there, so we can just hire like a German Dave to host the show and do the interviews.
A German Dave?
Yeah.
Wow.
If we can't make it there, we'll just hire somebody from there to do them.
Okay, so then why don't we start doing remote auditions?
There you go.
Somebody who can sound like me, but with a German accent, yeah?
Yeah. That's good.
That's good. But first, he's got to show you his papers. Oh, I hope the Germans aren't listening. They're going to say, what was that about? You know, oh, from the old TV show Hogan's Heroes.
Hopefully we'll make it back from Germany.
Yeah, that's true. We won't be imprisoned there for some goofy reason.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at IntoTomorrow.com.
Oh, and by the way, another very exciting special announcement. I can't tell you what it is yet, but we're this close because we've been beta testing something very important, and we will announce it during our IFA broadcasts. Can't tell you what it is, but it might involve your smartphone and an app. That's all I can say. And Into Tomorrow. But that's all I can say about that. I'm prohibited contractually from saying anything more.
Yeah, you better stop. I hear the lawyers running down the hallway right now.
Yeah, well, they can't get in. The door's locked, so. I know what we should do.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got me.
Jump in.
Time to head into yesterday.
On board.
This week in tech history.
Yesterday.
Here's Chris.
Oh, here's Chris talking about yesterday.
This week in 1878, so a little further back than yesterday, Emma Nutt became the world's first female telephone operator.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, when she was recruited by Alexander Graham Bell to the Boston Telephone Dispatch Company.
Let's get nuts!
Before Miss Nutt, telephone operators were typically teenage boys. Many of them were seen as rude by phone customers, so women were chosen for their more refined demeanor.
Wait a minute. Teenage boys were rude?
Yeah. That
never
happens.
No, I'm sure that's not possible.
Great googly moogly.
In 1882 this week, Thomas Edison displayed the first practical electrical lighting system. The Pearl Street Electric Power Station, Edison's steam-powered plant, began operating and successfully turned on the lights in a one-square-mile area of New York City.
Oh, that wasn't such a chore now, was it?
In 1888, the name Kodak was registered by George Eastman of Rochester, New York. The word Kodak is meaningless. Eastman chose the name because he believed it was impossible to mispronounce and was not similar to any other words. Also, he was a big fan of the letter K and decided he wanted to include it in his name.
What did he mean, impossible to mispronounce?
Because he says if you look
Kodak.
At the word...
There you go. Just did it.
Well, you've been known to do the impossible.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually. Yeah. I have, yeah.
And this week in 1998, Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two students at Stanford University. Before naming their search algorithm Google, it was known as Backrub. So could you imagine somebody asking you a question and you saying, I don't know, Backrub it.
That would be weird because, of course, Google became a verb anyway. Yeah. Just Google it, but Backrub it? I don't think that would have worked.
Yeah. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
I know our regular listeners have heard me say it for years, but I always get a kick out of talking about one of the first keynote speakers at IFA. Talk about how this show is rich in tech history was Albert Einstein. I mean, that cesspool of a show in Vegas can't say anything like that. And they're not rich in tech history.
I don't remember IFA ever having a blue screen of death during a keynote.
That's right. Yeah. But Shapiro can't get... Anyway, intotomorrow.com for more. Hey, let's meet there.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Our tech conversations are missing your voice, especially as we wrap up our annual hot summer giveaway. You want to be sure and call in and participate, so please consider doing just that, joining us on Into Tomorrow by calling 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. It would be our pleasure to have you on the program.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Delbert in Tyler, Texas, of course, listens on KTBB. Hello, Delbert.
I have an outside antenna on about a 50-foot pole, and I'm wondering if there's some kind of receiver amplifier to install on this antenna to where I can run wireless to my TVs in the house.
Well, Delbert, getting a signal wirelessly to a TV from an antenna can be tricky. You won't really be able to get a wireless signal to your TVs without running a coax cable from your antenna to your home. Now, you could then have a wireless transmitter and receiver set up inside your home, but the few we've tried over the years just don't work very well. They don't quite cut it. They're very susceptible to interference from everything from a Wi-Fi router, even to your microwave. If the problem is that the signal just isn't strong enough in your home because of the distance to your outdoor antenna, you can buy some inline amplifiers and preamplifiers to boost that signal so you can use it inside, hopefully, a little more successfully.
Now, it may be a good idea to check that you even need them, since they're not always necessary. The devices themselves are fairly inexpensive. Some high-power, low-gain ones cost a little more, but probably $20 to $30 would be typical for most of them. Now, if your signal is too weak, you may be introducing more noise than usable signal, so keep that in mind before investing too much money on these.
Yeah. I wish there was an easy fix for you, Delbert, but it doesn't sound like anything that we've experimented with is really something we'd recommend, and there just isn't much of a call for it either, frankly.
Yeah, because you have to get good signal at the antenna, because remember, these amplifiers are going to amplify whatever signal they get. So if they get a bad signal, they're going to amplify the bad signal.
Yeah, and it's going to be probably worse than the bad signal that it picked up on, because now it's being amplified. You get the idea? You have any solution for Delbert as well? 800-899-INTO.